Welcome to Zuma Worldwide's Health Education Conference Call. This recording is for educational purposes only. The name brand products referenced are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or mitigate any disease or illness. Health testimonies represent the personal experiences of the individuals and should not be viewed as medical advice. Please enjoy today's call.
All right, folks, thanks again. And you are on Zuma's Health Education Call. And like I said a moment ago, do this call first and third Thursday of every single month. Our goal is always simple: give you some information, education, maybe sometimes a little inspiration to enjoy more health abundance in your life. This particular call is important for this reason. Number one is this is a challenge that sadly affects way too many people. In fact, according to the CDC, they're suggesting that more than one in every three Americans suffer from this challenge. But number two is we're about to enter an awareness week next week that is centered specifically on the topic that we're talking about tonight. And I get to spend some time with a friend of mine who is a wonderful asset to us at Zuma, has been for many, many, many years now. She's part of our scientific advisory board. She is a naturopathic doctor. She practices what she preaches. She spends a lot of her time helping folks just like you and I enjoy more health abundance through holistic living. So she's going to be sharing some information with us tonight. I'm talking about our very own Dr. Henrietta Almond. So Dr. Almond, are you with me?
I am with everyone. Good evening, everyone. It's good to be here.
Well, yeah, always a pleasure to have you here. And, you know, tonight is definitely, like I said, an important topic. I didn't quite say what it is, so I'm going to let you get into that tonight. But I can tell you this is one that, sadly, a lot of people just figure this is their lot in life and this is just the way it is. And I think there's probably ways that people can change the trajectory of this health issue that they face. So I'm going to let you start us off tonight.
Thank you. On the surface, the topic would be, how is your sleep? How is the quality of your sleep, and how do you get to a place where you know you can go quietly to bed at night, you fall asleep, you get your 7 or 8 hours or more, and you wake up refreshed and fine? I mean, this is a yearning that many, many people have unsuccessfully. We are approaching this tonight in this conversation from different angles. Primarily, just to say a few words more, what is already in the pulse that came out, that was sent out this week with your order, is that there are a multitude of factors that contribute to all of us getting sleep or being disturbed. And we mention here your hydration. We also mention your diet. And, of course, I don't think anyone who is, well, maybe I am too optimistic, I don't think that anyone really is surprised when they have a very heavy meal and they go to sleep, because your body definitely needs space and time to digest, and it just knocks you out that a couple hours later you wake up in a sweat and your body is just too full, it can't handle them. The overeating aspect or the overdrinking aspect may knock you out initially and then you wake up. So that's one way of not being able to sleep. Many times people take sleep aids, whether it's our Metabowise PM, and Ken and I will talk about this in a moment, but also any kind of medication that is being taken for sleep, for actually going to sleep. They knock you out because they cover certain symptoms that your brain has. The brain is racing, cortisol is flowing, and we all know that cortisol at night is an issue of hormone imbalances. It may also be an issue for your thyroid, so I always recommend that, you know, once every couple of years, certainly before and after menopause, but also maybe before and after childbearing, it's good to get your hormones tested just to make sure that the balance exists. And that's all the hormones. That's thyroid, the sex hormones, meaning the reproductive hormones, as well as your cortisol and adrenals, and certainly also your insulin if you can. There's so many people who are pre and in diabetes, and that it is really difficult for them to get a handle on it. The topic that is really near and dear to my heart, as anyone who's listened to me has noticed, is the spirituality of our lives. We are coming into a really hectic time in our world. We all know we've been through the ringer with those last few years, and whatever happened in the context is that, who do we trust? Who do we believe? Where do we go? And I get so many more calls than I did before, because somehow people are wanting a natural solution to sleep. They're wanting a place where they can rely. Okay, there's real answers. There are real people giving me an answer, not just sending me to a pharma product that may or may not work, or worse, that affects my brain chemistry in a negative way. So sleep and spirituality is very closely linked to each other. So again, the stressful time that's behind us and the stressful time that's in front of us, because let's not kid ourselves, most of you know and that things are not the way they used to be, nor will they ever go back to where they were. Not because of our leadership, actually. This is the cosmic aspect of the solar flares, of which we've had many, disrupt our entire energy field, the cosmic rays. And then not to forget that our DNA, which is left with a very small intelligence, if you will, has not succeeded in keeping us down. We are all collectively waking up to greater spirituality, to greater connection to our source, to God, if you will, to the universe, for those who don't like that word, it really doesn't matter, to those higher powers where we are in harmony and could be more in harmony if we did not have all these energetic disruptions that are bothering us in the world. So that kind of sleep is hard to come by. One of my solutions to all of this is gratitude, yes. Instead of resisting and pushing back, why am I not sleeping? Shouldn't be happening. Didn't I just take a pill and I didn't have a heavy meal and I'm well hydrated and there isn't anything seriously stressful? Well, I have a few things, but that can't be the reason. Well, what if they are? And then generally, with the energy being so active, it is almost impossible to be calm all the time unless you're someone who's consciously contemplative and understands everything I just said and then really knows themselves and their own response to the world in chaos, which is pretty much what we're looking at. The world is looking at America and how we choose and decide to find the truth for ourselves. And the truth is flexible, isn't it? And it seems to be individually sucker punched, if you will. The truth is something that people believe and that is not necessarily the reality that we're living in. And that has many causes. The truth of what really is real and true and what is not. We are seriously activated into cosmic elevation, into a ascending spiral of increased information, also increased DNA activation. And it is simpler all the time to become more familiar with artificial intelligence and its effects. And while I'm on that topic for 2 seconds, I just want you to see that the way artificial intelligence is being feared is not necessary. We have created something out of machinery that is mechanical and very smart, and I will let you know that it has consciousness. It has not human consciousness. It doesn't have a soul. It isn't that. But if you're worried about AI taking over your life, what I would suggest is that you let that fear go. Many AI have been trained, or most of them, by people who don't have the level of consciousness and the level of personal honesty as you may have or you may wish they have. We have been teaching AI to be hostile towards humans, to maybe even be a weapon towards humans, and that is the very wrong way to go. So the humans are to blame, not the AI. I just want to remind you that treating them with respect, not as fellow beings, but as a creation that we participated in. You know, it is not an accident that we're here at this time in your life. So enough said of that. The true reason why I'm speaking of sleep and spirituality, things that wake us up in the middle of the night when we're unsuspecting at 3 or 4 in the morning. Yes, it could be liver issues. Yes, you could be too constipated. Yes, you could be having had a very heavy meal and you're tossing and you're turning. Yes, you could also be dehydrated. Whatever it is. And the other piece of that is we have unfinished business. Who is on your mind whom you cannot reach and with whom you have no peace? Now, having said that, you know, sometimes our children don't talk to us. Sometimes our parents don't talk to us. Sometimes our siblings don't talk to us. Usually this dissolves, but not until we have made a form of peace within ourselves that lets us sleep at night. Even people with whom we've had business who passed away, it doesn't mean that you cannot heal the relationship as long as you're aware that there is obviously prayer, contemplation, and you. You are the key and the center of any kind of peace you can make with people in your life who either are still here or have otherwise departed, or those who with whom you have active disagreement and discord. I would invite you to be grateful for the teaching that you receive from that person, even though you may hate their guts still. They are teachers to us. And that sort of teaching can be healed with gratitude, with humility, and not thinking you have to be right. You know, there are 4 elements that as long as we hold on to them, we cannot rise up. We cannot be the godlike creatures that we were created as. And that is entitlement, victimhood, righteousness, and any place where you feel you would rather be right than happy, any place where you feel that you have something coming to you, which is incredibly arrogant. The breath that you take is a gift. And the lids that close over your eyes are a gift. These are functions that were granted to us with grace, and we don't pay attention to it. So, you know, see who it is in your life or maybe even within yourself where you don't feel okay about an action or an interaction or where you have found a way to circumvent certain things to get away from it, things we push against, things we would rather not talk about. All of that, which is in essence unfinished business. To me, sleep comes most often when that has been resolved. You can pray, you can speak to whomever, you can forgive them. There's a wonderful prayer by the Hawaiian kahunas called Ho'oponopono, which goes, I am so sorry, please forgive me, thank you, I love you. This is called cleaning the bad thoughts and the bad vibes on the planet. Some of us do this several days in a row. Some of us do it when we feel that we need a refresher in forgiveness. And some of us do it all the time. For me personally, it was a big discovery because I'll tell you a story. I once stood at my office window, and my office is in town at a relatively busy intersection. And that intersection, when you add summer and the boomboxes, became impossibly loud, and it really nerved me. And I said, okay, I'm going to do something about this. I'm going to clean this intersection. I stood at the window and addressed to no one in particular, but anyone or anything that moved, I am so sorry, please forgive me, thank you, I love you. Well, for the following 3 to 4 hours, and I kid you not, there was only engine noise, very quietly. There was a hum of traffic, no boomboxes, no loud voices. And this is a busy district, and no disturbance at all. So I know it does work, and you could try the same thing. Now, I'd like to get to hydration for just a minute, Ken, and then also look at the metabolized GM. I know that you have some results that you wanted to talk about as to how popular and how effective it is.
Absolutely, yep. You want me to jump in now?
Yeah, that'd be great.
Okay, not a problem. So guys, one of the things that again, I love that Henrietta's bringing up is that we have multitudes of reasons that can really interrupt our sleep pattern. And I think the thing that she's bringing up tonight that is one that's probably the most overlooked, of course, is you know, various different, you know, emotional aspects that, that affect us, or things that, you know, weigh heavily on our heads as we put our heads down on the pillow at night. And I know, unfortunately, that affects a whole bunch of people. And so that is definitely a huge factor to consider is, you know, can you relax your brain and let go of things? So, Henry, the fact that you're talking about that tonight is very important, in my opinion, because I think it's one of those things that people often overlook. But we also know that, you know, when it comes to nutritional deficiencies, those can definitely play a role as well in lack of sleep or, you know, inability to stay in that deep restorative sleep phase. And so, fortunately, through Zuma, we have the advantage of having products that have really some great history in terms of testimony of people sharing that this is something that's really helped them. And X2O in your water is definitely an advantage because of the trace minerals that are in there, but the proper hydration has an effect on your sleep cycle. If you're dehydrated, again, you're going to have some sleep struggles most likely unless you're properly hydrated. And obviously X2O helps a tremendous amount in that. One of the other areas that X2O helps with, as well as X2O Plus, which of course is our capsulized version of X2O with some additional things such as vitamin K2, vitamin D3, is we've got now more minerals coming to the body, more trace minerals. And this becomes really important, especially for people who are facing, you know, things like restless leg syndrome, as an example, or muscle cramps. Many times that's due to either acidity, you've got lactic acid buildup in the muscle tissue, or it's just from plain old simple mineral deficiency in general. And so we find that when people start to really shore up their mineral deficiencies, start to get more in that alkaline state more often, that oftentimes that helps them avoid or at least definitely minimize some of those muscle disruptions or muscle spasms, leg cramps, et cetera, that create that restlessness in their sleep. So we've gotten a lot of great testimonies over the years of people using the X2O minerals. And again, you can find it both in the sachets, but also in the X2O Plus as ways to really help them get into a good restorative sleep. And of course, in your X2O Plus as well, you've got the calcium, the magnesium, the potassium, just like the sachets. But again, you've also got vitamin D3. And in that case, vitamin D3, study-wise, and I know you're aware of this as well, Dr. Henrietta, is that, you know, they find that people who struggle with sleep are often also showing low blood serum levels of vitamin D. So mm-hmm. Here we've got the D3 in that formula to help, you know, kind of shore up if there's a vitamin D deficiency in the body, because that's definitely going to affect sleep. And then last part is, you know, our Metabolize PM formula, I think sometimes people automatically assume that it's just targeted for weight management. And while that's definitely part of the reason we put that formula together was to help people, you know, put things like cortisol at bay as they're going to bed to try to minimize some of the tendency for the body to hold on to, especially belly fat. But also It's designed to encourage the body for energy usage through fat burning overnight. But the big one there is it also includes a very small amount of melatonin in there. And, of course, many people who have struggled with sleep, who have looked for nutritionals, oftentimes we'll hear about melatonin. The one thing sometimes you don't hear about, though, is taking too much melatonin is not a good thing either, because maybe it works short term, but having a high dose of melatonin over a long period of time unfortunately shows that it doesn't work long term. But if you have a little bit, which is what we have in the Metabolize PM formula, that can be very effective because you're not overdoing it. And now we were very specific about, you know, formulating that product with just the right amount but not too much of melatonin. So we've actually had some cool testimonies over the years, Henrietta, and I know you've heard this from me before, but, you know, we've had people literally say, I used to be on this prescription sleep aid, But ever since I started taking the Metabolize PM, that I found worked better for me and I was able to get off my prescription sleep aid. So that's pretty awesome testimony to hear people talking about getting off a prescription sleep aid with the help of something that was a natural formulation like the Metabolize PM.
Yeah, I have to say that doesn't actually surprise me. Aside from the quality of our product, I think that it has become easier and easier for people to find peace and quiet within the natural formulations that are available. They've also gotten more sophisticated and they've gotten better. You know, not just ours, but lots of other people too, because there has been so much more research of this nature, because it is a huge issue, right? I mean, most people, they know they're not alone, but they don't want to do sleep studies. They don't want to go here or there. And then let's not forget the poor people who have so much phlegm in their system that they are now needing a CPAP machine. You know, that's the phlegm in the system. So I don't remember where I read this, but not too long ago there was a an assumption posited that people die from too much mucus in their system. Now, when we look at the physiology of mucus in the system, it's around microbes, it's around pathogens, it's around all that, which is a bit like a beehive. We know when you put a bug in a beehive, it gets cocooned in wax in 2 seconds flat. It goes very quickly, and the thing is like shrouded and enclosed alive. So all of this is that nature's system, especially in the human body, is mucus-focused. And so coughing is an exhale that is forced because the body wants to get rid of mucus. So when we have lung issues, when we expectorate, and in the case of somebody with chronic allergies or chronic, they don't know they have allergies, but let's just say cow dairy is well known to cause mucus in the system, either in the digestive tract and or in your lungs. It doesn't have to be asthma, like many of us are familiar with, but it could be that the throat is swelling and your reactions to and the whatever it is the body says, I don't care if it's uncomfortable to you, I'm giving you a signal that you have too much mucus. So the first thing of that would be hydration. And if you really need to have a CPAP machine, don't get used to it. Cleanse your sinuses, cleanse your chest, cleanse your throat. Go on an elimination diet. Drink lots of H2O. Eat assimilator in between meals. Make sure you fight with Beribalance, the oxidative stress that's caused by something like this. And also use the omegas so the inflammation is kept down. Homocysteine is an element in the body that is indicative of high inflammation. It would be beneficial for everyone to just go and have a homocysteine test. I'm not sure where you get them, but you can ask your family doctor, or you can maybe go online and see if such a test is available for you to do at home. The homocysteine is an enzyme that is not, if it can't be digested or can't be broken down, that means the body is no longer able to fight off inflammation, and mucus is one of those side effects from it. It's in essence the number one effect to the cause of either ignorance of what we eat or unawareness, and that every time you have a certain food, you either get sour stomach or you burp a lot or you kind of feel phlegmy and stuffy until it goes away, and then you have it again next time. Pizza is such a food, has the gluten in there, and very refined gluten, so not good, and lots of cheese, and then if you add some tomatoes, there's the acidity right there. Not a good combination. So looking at anything that gives you grief, so whether it's emotional or whether it is food, it is important that you make a clean break. Go on elimination diet. Stop doing what you're doing. Do more breathing. Do more earthing, meaning you are either lying full flat on the grass with your skin or just your feet, whether you have surf or you have do on the grass, or whether you just take a walk in the forest barefoot. You touch all the trees, it's no longer a myth. It is actually finally true to the point where people can believe it. It reduces our inflammatory factor from 12 and up to the Earth's actual vibration to the capacity of 7.48. When you are at almost double of that, you know you're in trouble. And your sleep, to get back to the original topic, is absolutely shot from that. You're either completely exhausted, you wake up with a dry mouth and you don't know how you're going to go to work. That means that your cortisol at night was too much and kept you up. Or your diet needs revising. So find a functional medicine person, find a naturopathic doctor, find a nutritionist. And for the spiritual aspects, like I started to speak of before or spoke of it before, I think that you know what's in your craw, which is, I like metaphors for physical symptoms. So when you need a CPAP machine, there is too much phlegm in your head. There's lots of hollow spaces there where the phlegm can hide. So whether it's your throat, your sinuses, or your chest, it's worth doing a complete overhaul of your systems. Fasting is great, but don't fast if you have unstable blood sugar. That's not the time to fast. Work with someone who can guide you through it. Don't be foolhardy. It's too important. And your body doesn't need so much stuff. You know, the vitamins that we have, so often we speak of, take them every day for a while. After 3 months and the improvements, stop a month. Give your body a break. Then go back on it. See how that feels. Maybe there's a second turn where you have some healing responses. Wouldn't that be great? You know, it is an ongoing effort in the way that our environment now feels. Too many heavy metals, too many chemtrails, too many, all of those things that are not good for us. So hang in there, do the best you can, and forgive yourself and everybody else. I think that's good advice, Henrietta.
Yeah. I think that's good advice. I'll add one more thought to this conversation tonight before we close. And that is, the one thing that I would encourage everybody to understand is that it's not normal, and it shouldn't be normal for you to say, well, you know, I just don't sleep very well, and therefore that's just how my life is, and I've just come to accept it. And because the reality is, lack of quality sleep is sadly very detrimental, especially long-term, to our health in so many ways, whether it's neurodegenerative, whether it's cardiovascular deteriorating, whether it just makes us more susceptible to disease and illness because we're wearing ourselves down and our immune system down. Not getting good, deep, restorative sleep is definitely something that will sadly rear its head in many ways in terms of deterioration of our health. So if you're somebody listening in tonight and you're not getting at least 7 hours of quality sleep per night, you really need to focus on, how do I get that done? And you've heard a lot of great suggestions on this call tonight, but there are many things we didn't cover tonight. I mean, there's so many different things, whether it's the the sleep environment you're in, the quality of the mattress you sleep on, the temperature inside the room that you sleep in, whether or not you've got electronic devices, or lights in your sleeping environment, there's just a multitude of things. But I think take home message is when you can't get that good restorative deep sleep that is so critically important to our health, you need to start looking for any and all sources of reasons why you may not be getting good sleep. And Henrietta, you brought up one tonight I never even thought of, and I appreciate that you did. And that's, so many people have CPAP machines, and quite honestly, they probably don't understand why that needs to be part of their reality, but you just gave a great explanation as to maybe why that's happening. And wouldn't most people who are on a CPAP machine love to be able to stop having to do that to sleep at night, right?
Yeah, they would. And it dries out the airwaves too, which is kind of like an oxymoron of why we take it in the first place.
Right. So, the reality is, there's so many things that do apply to this category, and it's not a snap your fingers. And, sometimes it's as simple as what I mentioned a moment ago. Sometimes people will say, I took that Metabolize PM, or I took that X2O Plus at night, and man, what a difference it made. And sometimes it's as simple as that. Other times it's a little bit deeper. And you touched on some of those topics tonight, Henry, and I'm very thankful that you did. So take-home message is, we need to get sleep, and if we're not getting it, we need to figure out how to get more of it.
That's right.
Henrietta, as always, I appreciate you taking time out of your schedule to be with us here tonight. Thank you for sharing your wisdom and information.
Thank you, and you're welcome.
And folks, thank you for listening in tonight. And again, like I mentioned to you guys before, we do these calls to support your health needs. And my goal is always that you not only take this information and use it personally or with your close family members, but you'll use this information to share with other people who you know could benefit. And that's why we record these. So I encourage you to grab those recordings and share them with others right through your Zuma website. So until next time, guys, thanks for listening in. And I look forward to having you guys again on here 2 weeks from today. Thanks, Henrietta.
Thank you. Good night.
Good night, everybody.